Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's once again time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. So we say good morning to Laura Turbide. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Chad.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm ready to get back to work after vacation. And before we talk to our guest, any news or notes or happenings you want to cover? I know community mobility screening is getting back underway.
Yes, community mobility screening through our rehab department, which we have fantastic rehab professionals that will help you with some assessments. So check online and join us for one of those. Those are free. In addition, today we're very honored to be able to be presented in person with the Finger Lakes, it's basically the Wayne Finger Lakes BOCES Educational Partnership Award for our longtime partnership with the Division of Medical Careers Program, which has been in existence about 25 years. And when they did their graduation this year, we were selected as the Partner of the Year for providing a site for those high school seniors to have real hands-on experience and explore health careers. And because it was done virtually this year, the certificate is coming today in person. So we're thrilled about that as another back-to-school opportunity to really thank our staff for being mentors for this incredible program, and we are so honored that the students continue to have a great experience with us each year, and it's perfect for back to school. And that sort of course, Cubby Chase is still going virtually. You can submit your times, but with back to school, it seems like a perfect time to talk with our guest this morning.
Yeah, so we've got not one but two colleges to talk about.
We do. So I am just thrilled to talk about both of these programs. Many people don't realize that right here on site at Finger Lakes Health, we have an accredited College of Nursing, the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing. It is an RN program, which is an associate's degree program. And then after students complete the program, they can obviously sit for their licensure exam. We're going to talk with the dean of the college, and she also oversees our licensed practical nursing program, the Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing, which I believe has graduated about 85 classes or so right now. Some years they've done more than one class, so it hasn't been fully 85 years. But Marion S. Whalen is an LPN program that has been in existence here for a long time. And as you can imagine, what a year. This is literally the year of the nurse, so it's a perfect time to talk about. Sometimes people come to the nursing career later in their career after doing something else. Other people come to us straight out of high school or know from the beginning of time, it seems like, they've wanted to be a nurse. So Kathleen is going to talk with us a lot about both programs, how to apply. We're getting ready to start this year. And so welcome, Kathleen. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So before we get into – oh, go ahead, Laura. Do you have more to say?
No.
Oh, as you say, before we get into the obligatory changes due to COVID, let's just talk about the curriculum of the two schools and how they differ, the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences and then Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing. Take us through some of the curriculum for the two schools.
So for the Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing, applicant come in and do 1 year, complete their LPN and sit for their licensure. For the RN program, that has completed the LPN program can then go into the RN program, or if the student wants to, they can just come in through the RN program. So we have a 1 plus an LPN, or we have the application where the student just applies and comes 2 years with us to sit for their RN.
I just saw an article today, and I don't remember where it was from, talking about a real nursing shortage that may last for quite some time. So are you seeing a lot of interest in these classes?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You can apply for the program either way, either online or you can call the office and we get a notification. But students have definitely been calling and curious about the year and how to get it.
And, of course, we've talked with a lot of nurses on this program, and when you get into nursing, there's all kinds of different directions you can go. You can be an emergency room nurse. You can be a nurse practitioner who has a lot of, we just talked with one a couple of weeks ago. So there's a lot of different things you can do with this education. And then many people start in kind of one discipline and then maybe discover another one and go in a whole different direction. So it really opens a lot of doors for the students when they graduate.
Oh, definitely. I always tell them that that's like your baseline. When you come in and you get your nursing education, then you can pretty much go anywhere. And that's like one of the best things about nursing, that you could really do anything, whatever fits in. If you want to work one day a week flexible, or if you want to work 6 days a week. It just kind of depends on what fits your need and where your interest is, because we all know that your interest changes over time.
So what is this fall semester going to look like, and what adjustments are you making due to COVID?
So a lot of the changes that we have made, of course, we're going to screen when they come to class, so everybody gets screened, as we're doing in society. So they'll have whether they've had any exposures. We're also going to wear masks class, and we're also going to make sure social distance, so we've halved the number of social distance, plus use our masks. And we've adjusted some of our classes so that we can make the classes smaller.
Do you get, is it primarily students right out of high school, or do you get older students thinking of changing careers, or maybe broadening what they've done before?
All three, really. We have a percentage that we get right out of high school. We have a percentage that is second career. They've decided the kids left to do different, or we've had students that come in that just didn't enjoy their current career and needed to go back for something else. Or we have students that come in after they've already received a bachelor's, like therapy or in chemistry, and decided they want to go into a service profession as opposed to another line.
We've talked.
And what's so wonderful is that we have the opportunity for them to do their clinicals sort of right here through Finger Lakes Health. So while certainly we also set up other clinical rotations at other locations as well, what's wonderful is there's not a lot of necessarily hospital-based nurse programs, in particular hospital-based LPN programs. And with not only an LPN, but certainly an LPN gives the opportunity everything from long-term care to acute care to physician practices, school nurses, to so many of the careers that we were just talking about with Kathy. But then obviously your RN is that next level, and we also have partnerships with some area colleges, including CUCA and others, to do a BSN partnership as well for people who choose to go on sort of following their RN. So there's just so much flexibility, but I do think it bears noting that we do the clinicals right here in our own setting.
And if you would, Kathleen, take us through some of the differences between RN and LPN in terms of education and eventually duties when they're working.
So the LPN, they start with about, our program is 11 months, and they start with a basic understanding of nursing. But the LPN really go in a lot of different places. Long-term care is one of the main areas, and then, of course, in your primary care setting. Some schools will use them too, like public school systems will use an LPN. And then as you go on, the tier program is where you get a basis plus a little more, is kind of how I understand it. And they can go anywhere in the hospital, acute care setting, outpatient rotations, dialysis, opens up a little more for them. Any independent autonomy places is where the RN would be.
What do you do in terms of recruitment to attract students? Do you go out and do presentations at high schools and things like that, or how does that work?
Yeah, we do. So we go out and meet with a guidance counselor out in the surrounding areas. We also send out flyers. We also do a college fair, so we participate in a lot of those also.
What are some things a potential nursing student ought to think about, or questions they ought to ask themselves? Whether nursing is right for them, and then which track to go in, whether it's LPN or RN?
Either one. They can reach out to any of us. They can look on the web page to see which one. I always think of when I originally went to school, I was started out as a CNA and then went to school for my LPN because I wasn't sure that really is where I wanted to live for the rest of my life. It gave me the basis of my first year in nursing. So then I was able to go on for an RN. So I always think about that.
The other thing that always impresses me about any kind of health career is the portability of it. Once you're an RPN or an LPN or really any position in healthcare right now, there are openings all across the country. I mean, you can pretty much live any place you want to live and do this work.
Yeah, that's the best thing about nursing. You really can go anywhere and do anything. If you want to be in the trauma unit, a trauma unit, so you can be in the ICU, or if you want to work in the office a couple days a week, you can do that also.
So what,
and I love the idea, as you said, Ted, it's really you own your own license. In essence, certainly once you go through and gain this kind of education, not only do you have a lot of versatility in terms of the type of nursing career you might choose or the path or the just the variety, so that, you know, as we all know in our careers, there's opportunities where you want to keep growing or you don't want to get restless or bored. This allows you such a breadth of places, settings, types of care you can deliver, also geographic opportunity that you're just talking about. But again, also I think it just gives you that sense that you own that skill set, you have earned that license, and in essence you then have the ability to really practice that profession in a variety of places. You know, if you get moved, if you're relocated with your family, et cetera, if you want to take a little time but then go back to after a family, or have more flexibility of working nights or evenings while your children are in school. There are just so many options.
All right, Kathleen, what's the best way for students to take that first step and learn more about the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences and the Marianne S. Whalen School?
Come to the webpage, www.flhcon.edu, or they can call our main number here, which is 315-787-4005, and we can send out information or direct in the right direction.
All right, Kathleen Mills, Dean of both those colleges. We appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Laura, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Always appreciate the time.
Okay. Well,